are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
This is Bruce Lee, and welcome to Coaching and Retaining Your Talent, presented for Grandy and Associates. Now, I got to tell you, one of the things I enjoy about this particular topic is really getting clear about what coaching is and isn't. More about what to do right than what people do wrong. And I want to give a lot of good examples about why that's so important. Now, so regardless of what you do, be it as a contractor, service provider, trade, the real key to your success is with and through your people. As has been said, your people are your greatest asset. Now, of course they are. Now, your customers are your greatest asset, but if you don't do a great job with your people, you may not have the customers, because as service goes up and attitude goes up and what people see, which is behavior, might determine whether or not people stay or not, or their perception of good or bad service. But I really want to get down to the core of how to coach people by understanding what's important from the soft skill aspect, and then so what really motivates everyone, and then looking at it from the point of view of how to correct for behavior and attitude. So really what I want to talk about, this is about improving profitability, because no matter how you look at it, your profitability, while it comes from a number of directions, certainly comes from the performance level of your staff, how well they do the job, how quickly they do it, if they do it right, so there's no redos, no fixes, no callbacks, no performance issues, all those sort of things that has real impact. So a lot of it has to go to how well people feel about the job they do, putting their stamp of excellence on it, and of course a lot of that has to do with how you coach and support them. So it's true, your people are your greatest asset when it comes to your success, and it's how you treat them as that, because as you treat them as important, that certainly is the case about how that will impact people. Now, if you're following on the slides, and if you're not, I'll be reading the slides tonight, so if you are following the slides, this is about success, and what's really interesting, and it comes from a productivity point of view, that when people know that what they do matters every single day, that they're a critical part of the organization, what they bring to the organization is important, so be it ideas, strengths, skills, that productivity in an organization can go up to 40%. Now, at the end of this presentation, I want to show you how it can go up even higher, because when people really work from their strengths, the productivity increase when it comes to from simple tasks to complicated tasks is huge. And, of course, the reality is coaching is helping people figure out what their strengths are and then building on that. But I really want to show you a tool that's available for that. So this is about coaching and retaining. It's about moving people from good to great. And how you do that is about planning, how to deal with people, certainly about your organization, about how they're organized, and about people skills. So the objective is really to understand how to effectively reach and connect with people to improve their results. So three objectives for this presentation in the 35 minutes we're going to be listening together is how to encourage employees to improve. You know, I've said change the viewing, change the doing, so have them change the viewing about how they do will change the doing, and certainly you change the viewing of how you see them is going to change the impact as well. Second would be understanding specifics on how to help employees solve problems with solutions in their control. I'm going to support that in another minute. And thirdly is understand what really motivates people, which is a great question. So things to consider during this presentation is how the outcome of this information is going to help you improve your performance. Now, it's also about helping you improve others' performance, so the two go hand to get hand, because certainly when you learn a good idea, that certainly you're going to hopefully model that. Second thing is how to increase job satisfaction by how you motivate and coach and support people is a key idea, which is going to increase your job satisfaction, because if you are a supervisor, manager, owner, you know, certainly your results come from how well your people do the job, and the satisfaction is a key part of that. And lastly, this all goes to customer satisfaction.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.